Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Weekly Devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call to be free. To be free. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, the Bible says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is a form of liberty, a freedom in Christ Jesus, where we would never have had elsewhere in any other form of religion, including Judaism. There is a liberty, a freedom to worship God. We live in a time when fundamental human rights, for example, are more theoretical than in practice. Our rights and our freedom as human beings, if you observe, are gradually being eroded by the government. Government wants to control everything about us, wants to control people's lives, enforcing how they live their lives. So, liberty is a very valuable thing. And the same phenomenon applies to religion and worship. In Christ Jesus, there is a liberty which we have received. A freedom to worship God, a freedom to enjoy our relationship with God. In John 4 and verse 22, in Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan woman, he made a statement. He said, "You worship, but you don't know, you don't understand what you're worshiping." We take for granted the liberty we have in Christ Jesus. Prior to the time of Christ, the concept of worship was not fully understood. There were so many requirements, so many barriers, so many things that were required, so many obstacles and hurdles required of the worshiper. And if you trace the root of these restrictions, it was sin. Because sin had not been dealt with, sin was the fundamental hindrance to the liberty we could have in relating with God, due to His perfect and infinite holiness. And now, because of what Christ has done, we have this liberty, we have access. We take for granted the liberty we have in Christ Jesus. To have access itself is a blessing. Access to God, access to worship Him, to have access, to be able to approach the throne of grace, to be able to have access to the presence of the mighty King, is a blessing. Without the blood of Christ, this wouldn't have been possible. Nobody would have had direct access to God without the blood of Christ. Even the Jews, John 4 and verse 22, like Jesus said, "You worship and you don't know what you worship, for salvation is of the Jews." But even the Jews didn't have direct access. There were requirements. There were things they had to do before they had access. And they didn't still have direct access. It was through the priesthood, through the high priest. They didn't have direct access to God, to the presence. And that's one of the reasons the early church and the early apostles faced so much persecution from the Jews, because they couldn't imagine someone preaching that we now have direct access. When Jesus died, it was reported that the thick curtain in the temple that blocked the access to the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, was torn in two. This was an indication, this was a sign that there is now direct access to God. The Jews had to go to the temple in the Old Testament through the priesthood and make sacrifices. They had to go at a specific time of the year. Jerusalem, the temple in Jerusalem, was known as the place of worship. But now we have direct access to God without any conditions. Romans 5 and verse 1 to 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Ephesians 2 and verse 18. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Access by one Spirit to the Father. Chapter 3, verse 12 of the same Ephesians. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. We have access. That's why the writer in Hebrews encourages us to come to approach the throne of grace. We have access to the throne of grace. Oh, what a blessing. We are no longer restricted to temple worship or temple sacrifices and offerings as some people think. We are no longer going to a temple, to a place to worship God. He lives in us. We are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16 and 6 and verse 19. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Acts 17 and from verse 24. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. God doesn't dwell in a temple made with mortar and brick, made with human hands. And also, he is in worship, verse 25, with men's hands, as though he needed anything. Sacrifices from the hands of men, offerings from the hands of men, a temple built by the hands of men. The Bible says, he doesn't need those things. He is not a man. He's a spirit. John 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit. Since he gives all life and breath and all things, we have a blessing that can't be compared to any other thing. Someone says, why should I embrace Christianity above my religion? No religion offers the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. The access, direct access to God at any time and anywhere without barriers. You must be clear about this. God doesn't place barriers to worship in this era. He doesn't place barriers like what you eat or what you don't eat, what you wear or what you don't wear, your gender, your cultural and traditional background, your social status. He doesn't place those barriers to worship. We have unlimited, fettered access to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. If you heard me and you have questions, you need miracles, you need counseling, you need advice, you need God's wisdom, you need healing, you can reach out to us via email on info@project-charis.org, info@project-charis.org. You are blessed.